Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. I may have just coined a new phrase, alternative work style. Learn all about it from Generation Wire, Justin Light. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Ladies and gentlemen, on today's show, we have Justin Light. And Justin's passion is that he is an entrepreneur. However, he is also a 23-year-old Generation Y. And Justin has a message that he's been spreading that's full of passion. And I want you to hear it today. So, Justin, I'd like to welcome you to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. It's an honor, absolute honor.
And it really is our honor, too, because you have so many important things to share. And it's going to help not only Generation Y, but everybody. And we'll get into that. Before we do, though, did you bring a quote to share with us today?
Yeah, I'm obsessed with Will Smith and his success as a celebrity. And my quote is, I know who I am, I know what I believe, and that's all I need to know. Now go do what you have to do.
Okay, tell us how you connect to this. Now, Justin, I did coin that new phrase before the show began, and I said, okay, so what I see about you, Justin, is an alternative lifestyle / alternate work style. So How do you connect to that quote?
Well, basically, I used to struggle a lot with identity and how I fit in with the world and going through the motions, a 9-to-5 job and going to uni, getting a career. And I think my turning point was when I discovered this alternate work life, alternate lifestyle, traveling, working from a laptop. And so this quote really just motivates me and cements my belief that I know what I believe. Like, I know who I am as a person, a unique individual. I know what I believe. I know that I have to go do this right now, build these courses for people, and live a laptop lifestyle while I'm doing it. So what do I have to do? I have to go do it. Life is simple. People try to overcomplicate things. And if you just bring it down to the bare essentials and then work your butt off, from those essentials, you're going to achieve success. And that is what I love about that quote. It's just so simple. And Will Smith uses it and gains success from it. And that's what I love about it.
Listen, Will Smith, Aristotle, Mark Twain, Socrates, Confucius, they all talk about how simple life is supposed to be and that we just simply complicate it. So you just said that you are making courses. Now, the courses you are designing are online. They are for Generation Y. Explain to everybody what the course is, and then I'm going to ask you to bring us from the past to what inspired you to create these courses.
Yeah, well, I mean, first I want to say that the reason why I came to creating these courses, I needed to find a message that I could give people. Like, I have my message right now, but I want to be able to affect people in the maximum possible way. And I thought of Gen Y, and I thought of where I was only a year ago, which we'll get to. And I thought, Gen Y is so lost. You know, I say that in the nicest possible way, but we're so lost. We're so confused. You know, we've been promised everything. We've been promised the world. Any dream career we want, and we've been overstimulated with so many opportunities, and yet, you know, we don't have any clue about what we want because we've placed such a pressure on building this dream career of ours, building, you know, what's going to be the dream job for us, you know, the high-paying salary that's going to give us the dream house, and we're bottling all of the visions and dreams and regrets of, say, previous generations into the first few years of our teen, young adult life. And we're just desperately confused of where we're going to go. We don't know what's the right option. You know, we're trying to figure out the perfect option, maybe. I don't know. We're just lost. And so I've created these courses inspired by my experience, especially of the last year, where I've gone and traveled the world. I've seen other expats my age too, 23, and they're all going out there and doing their dreams without worrying about focusing on the job hunting, the university studying. They're not focusing on that. So basically the courses are about anything from confidence building, dream building, identity searching, learning to tap into that true self a little bit more, and just accepting and being content with your own uniqueness, really. I mean, the mission I have for these courses is helping young people find their identity and empowering them to live differently. So that is what I'm trying to achieve over a few months of launching this course, is to build these video courses on different topics to achieve that one mission.
And what has inspired you to do this?
I just transformed my life when I reshifted my thinking. And I know how good it felt to go overseas and to find a community of people that I belonged with, not because we belonged and agreed on the same thing, but because we were so different and accepted each other for that difference. And I know now that I'm so much more comfortable with myself because I went out and challenged myself. I did something different. And I'm just switched on wide, and I've got this vision for myself and my life now that I never had before. And I think Gen Y needs vision in themselves.
First of all, what was life like for you when you were in college? You struggled, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that backstory, I guess, it was a pretty horrible time. I don't want to kind of, bring it down into your podcast. But I mean, I suffered with depression and anxiety it was clinically diagnosed in the last year of my university life. But, I mean, it was something that I was kind of very scared about and had these weird symptoms since the start of uni, really. So it went on for about 4 years. Essentially, I struggled to fit in with the musicians at uni. I was doing music teaching. I'd never experienced these types of musicians before, their personalities, what they do, their morals, and so on. I struggled to make friends initially in uni. And on top of that, I felt like, you know, I'd always been told that, yeah, you'll be a great music teacher, you know, and you're a fantastic musician. Why wouldn't you try that? It's good money and all of that. And it just deep down, I wasn't motivated to do music. I was always good at it, but I was starting to lose interest in music. I felt like there was something more for me. But, you know, I didn't give a second thought. I kept studying music. I kept pushing through because I felt like if I was to try something different, I would be lazy or I would be going back on my dreams of becoming a music teacher, right? So I kept going, and that just made it worse. I kept going to uni. I kept feeling depressed. And the symptoms of that depression were, the biggest one for me was this scary, terrifying, glazed look and spaced out feeling that I would get. And like, I found that so terrifying. Because it was like I would just disconnect from the world. I would not really have much of a clue of what's going on in the conversation, or I'd be so embedded in my thoughts and so down and depressed that I wouldn't know what to respond back to people and all of that. So what happened was, and people noticed that, by the way. People could see that glazed look over my eyes, that distant look, disassociation from them. And so that would make it awkward. And then I wouldn't know what to say, so that'd make it even more awkward, and it just accentuated the anxiety that I was growing, and the depression just kept feeding that anxiety. So for 4 years, I was totally directionless. I kept looking for outs, and then eventually, I realized something was wrong because I was an assistant music teacher at a school, and I would call in sick 50% of the time. I just couldn't do it. Like, I couldn't bring myself to teaching the kids every day. And so I was like, look, I need to do something about this. I need to go see someone at least, which, you know, people were totally against. No one really likes going to a psychologist because they fear they're going to chuck you on drugs and make you crazy. Like, that's just the stigma. But I went in secret, actually, and it was the best thing I ever did. And the second thing after that was when I started to build a little bit more confidence in myself, I deferred uni, which was crazy. I deferred uni.
for people in the United States, what you mean when you say you deferred uni, that means that you didn't go back to college, right? For a semester or more.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I temporarily left college and said, you know what? I can come back in a year if worse comes to worse, but I needed to take that year to do other things. Just see, you know, what else is out there.
Okay. So what happened?
It was an interesting ride. I left uni, I finished up all my pracs, and then I got an English teaching job over in China. I thought, you know what, I love teaching. I love kids. That's something that I discovered in my first prac. I was going to do high school teaching, and I thought, wow, that's like not even what I want. I don't even like high school. I mean, look, nothing wrong with teens, but man, I don't want to deal with that.
Just for the record, I did just recently resign from teaching high school English, so I understand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can agree here, man. I love kids. I love teenagers, but I just children feel like a little bit less maintenance on the attitude spectrum. So it's just I love kids, and they're just lovely to hang around, and they're enthusiastic. And so I decided to teach English in China to kids, and I did that for 3 months in Guangzhou, which is a southern city in China. And I did that. I went over there and I lived in an apartment with two other Australians, ironically, and two Canadians. And we had the craziest time. Every few nights I'd be going out and socializing with new people and just growing and connecting, challenging myself while I was over there. Complete culture shock as well, learning to live in a new country. And all of these things for someone who was just pretty much on the mends of depression was a little bit worrying. But I mean, it just goes to show that if you push yourself out of your comfort zone and achieve great things out of that comfort zone, it can beat anything.
And it also sounds like you got some good guidance from your therapy.
Oh, yeah. And that's something that I'm plugging a lot back home. I'm doing a couple of concerts and whatnot that talk about mental illness awareness. And I mean, that's what I'm plugging to them. I'm saying you need to... Like, I strongly encourage you guys to go see someone if your problems are more unmanageable than you can deal with, or if they're serious enough that it's affecting your life, like it's affecting your work. If you're not coming into work, you're not coming into uni, they're the warning signs. So if you are feeling upset and unhappy or anxious every day, it's when it starts to affect your life that it's a real problem. Like, that's when you've got to go seek help. So I strongly encourage people to do that because, yeah, like, when I went to Headspace, which is a free center for 18 to 25s at home. And they're awesome. Completely free. I got like a health plan from my doctor and we just went there and I had psychology sessions for free. And she said one thing to me. So I went through the therapy and whatnot for 3 or 4 months. And the one time she said something was the light bulb moment for me. She said, "What happens if, you know, the people at your uni, the people at your school where you work, and even the people at your church, which I used to attend to, what happens if they're just not your type? What happens if they don't get you? And you're just hanging around 100% of people that don't get you?" And when she said that, like, I mean, anyone could say that to you and you kind of just brush it off. But like, just at that moment, I just got it absolutely and it clicked. I was like, oh my gosh, I've been running around trying to live like other people here and trying to fit into a group of people that I'm never going to fit into. Like, I'm crazy, I'm different, and I'm unique. You know, these people are just not my type. They don't get me and they're not ticking like I do. And so I've been trying to conform to that. And all that's doing is making me depressed because I'm feeling awkward. I'm feeling inferior to them. And I'm like, whoa, hold on a second. Like, if I just switch that and go, well, maybe I haven't found the right people yet. Turn it back on me, my own prerogative to go find the right people. I did. I went to China and blew my mind. Now I'm just so much more confident in myself and trusting in my own abilities and my own uniqueness just because of, you know, therapy helping me kind of think that through.
That's amazing. And you know, something I'm noticing about you, Justin, is regardless of anything that you do, you are a teacher.
Mm.
You, I'm sure, teach somehow, some way through music. and you just said it about this concert that you're putting together. You have the e-courses that you're doing, which the one we're going to talk about is Change, Shape, Empower Life Courses for Generation Y. You went and taught English to kids in China. And I don't know if you realize it, but you're teaching my audience right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think I can stop teaching. It's something that I just love doing. And I can't help to not give people my experiences and my little nuggets of wisdom. I don't know. I just love it. I get such a kick out of it. And so that, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but here's the other thing about it. You're being a teacher, and I believe I'm supposed to be a teacher also, and I was for 12 years, but I think I've always been a teacher. I think I'll always be a teacher. And that's the same thing too. We're both teaching, but we're not teaching in that conservative, typical way, which is what you're all about.
People need unconventional teachers. It's just that's it in a nutshell. There was a few teachers when I was studying in my uni course, my lecturers, and they did a few unconventional teaching methods. And they were my favorite teachers. They're the ones that I remember now and I talk about. And actually one of them was, he taught me how to be an online teacher. He taught me how to, I'd already done blogging beforehand, but he taught me how to put blogging into a teaching sphere. And that blew my mind. Just the fact that he had these online interactive, they were pretty much units and courses. And I guess that has really shaped and cemented my view on, hey, I want to be a teacher that's different. And so I want to be a blogger, an entrepreneur that teaches people through video, through e-courses and so on. Like that's just where I came to.
I think the bottom line is the world can't have too many teachers in all different areas of life, period.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
And you also teach through a podcast because you have a new podcast called Inky and the Brain, right?
Yeah. So, well, the website's called Inky and the Brain and the podcast falls under that. The podcast is called Your Life, Your Shoes. It is your life. You can do what you want in it and you can fill your shoes with however or how much of yourself that you want to fill them with. It's up to you, completely your choice.
Now, what do you think your greatest challenge has been in getting into this lifestyle?
Well, I mean, coming from social anxiety, I think the biggest challenge for me is definitely connecting and talking to people. But I mean, now it's just developing that confidence and pushing past the fears to go and push myself out to the media, to connecting with, say, you on a podcast and so on. That's been my biggest challenge. I mean, I've always been a little bit of an introvert at heart. So I'd rather be like, no, I'm going to sit at home and write my books or do all that without worrying about connecting with people. I don't need to do that. It's fine. I took myself out of it. But so that's been something that I've really pushed myself in the last 3 months is to connect with people and build relationships.
Well, you seem like you're doing a really great job at that.
Thank you. Thank you.
What do you think you've learned most about yourself?
I've learned so many things about myself. But I think the biggest thing would be how far I can push myself. I used to quit all the time. I mean, this was going through a stage where I didn't really know what I want, and I'd try something out and I wouldn't get success, so I would stop. I'd try something out and then I'll stop. Then I decided upon something. I said, you know what? I'm talented at blogging. I like the idea of blogging. I've got a few big fears, like connecting with people and all that with blogging. But you know what? I'm going to stick it out. I use fear as a motivation. I ask myself, do I want to be in the same job for the next 10 years? Looking at my job, and I was like, this is after I came back because I wanted to earn some money to start building a career in something, right? I just wanted to build something. So I was like, do I want to stay in this job for the rest of my life or even the next 2 years? And I was like, no, absolutely not. So it just terrified me. I used fear as a motivator to build this blog. And since then, I've pushed myself so hard and I've been amazed with the things I've accomplished. So I guess I've learned to myself that, man, you've got so much unlimited potential. All you have to do is just tap into that and just work hard. Don't worry about not achieving results straight away, but just work hard and you'll be absolutely blown away by the skies you're reaching and the limits you pass just by persistently working hard and never giving up. And that, yeah, that's something that I've learned about myself, hands down.
Listeners, I just would like to point out to you that one of the biggest things that prevent people from trying new things is fear. And Justin is saying, yes, I was fearful. However, it doesn't sound like Justin regrets any of the steps that he's taken.
Oh, no, no. I mean, I was terrified about leaving uni. I remember talking to many people about it, just emotionally saying, what am I going to do? I don't want to do it. It's such a hard decision, but I just feel like I know I have to. And some people wouldn't understand me and I feel more alone. In the end, I made the decision for myself and that was it. I just had to. And I mean, what's a year in your life trying something different that could mean a change for the rest of your life, that could mean you following your true self and your true purpose? What's that year worth when you could have 40 years of that wonder and purpose-driven life? Rather than if you don't waste that year and then you spend the next 20 years not changing, I mean, what would you risk that, really? Or would you not risk that? Yeah.
I'm on the other end over here nodding my head at you. Yes, yes, yes. That's so true. Why not risk 1 year to give it a shot? What's the worst that could happen? You go back to what you would have been doing anyway.
Mm. Now, I'm not suggesting for everyone to quit uni or quit their jobs. I just know that 80% of people hate their jobs. You know, I mean, look, I'm not going to, that's a statistic that I can float around. It'd probably be good to back that up with some kind of research. But I mean, the general consensus going around is the majority of people don't like their jobs. So instead of being the majority, maybe take that risk and be that minority. Be the people that love what you're doing, because we need so many more of them in the world.
Well, and I think too, you know, some people like the confines and the security that they can get in a regular 9-to-5 job. Some people really like the challenge. They like to be stretched. They don't want the responsibility on themselves to find work, to find salary, to get revenue streams. They feel comfortable being in one place, and that's fine. Those people who want that, awesome. You're speaking to the people who, if they have a great business idea or a passion of some kind, not to settle, to think outside of the box and take control of their lives if what they're doing now is not meant for them.
100%. I don't want to put down everyone because they want to have a job because they're comfortable and they like to feel comfortable. But that's completely up to you and completely fine. Obviously, we need more people that are passionate about their current jobs and that are happy doing their current jobs and making the difference in their community there, in their workplace there. And that's, we need that. I mean, otherwise we wouldn't have a functioning country, if anything, you know. There needs to be everyone doing different things. But I also want to challenge a lot of people that are in those jobs. It's always good to seriously question why you're in that job. I mean, if you're happy, 100% hands down, I support you. But if you're not happy, if you're just doing the job just to get the income coming in to pay the bills, I'm not going to give you financial advice, of course, but maybe think of another motive. You know, is there another motive behind that, or is it just the money? If it's just the money, consider what else you could be doing with your life, still earning the money from it, but being a lot happier. Challenge yourself and just think, look, in 20 years, would my 20-year-older self regret my decisions for staying in this job for 20 years? Just think about it that way. If you ask yourself that and you say, yes, I would regret it, then what are you doing? Like that's it. Alarm bells right there. You need to start thinking about other opportunities.
Okay, that's great information. And you've given people a lot to think about. So what can they read to kind of further their learning on this?
Yeah, so two books that I have read, one in terms of depression and anxiety and just thoughts. I mean, I have my brain just keeps ticking all the time. So it can be a blessing and a curse. Sometimes it can tick in the wrong way and that just spirals things downward. So the book that I read is called The Happiness Trap by Russ Harris. And The Happiness Trap is this book that I use in conjunction with my therapy, but it's there's two types of therapy. There's CBT, cognitive behavior therapy, and there's ACT, what we call ACT, A-C-T, which is acceptance and commitment therapy. There's a few other variations to that name, but essentially, cognitive behavior therapy battles your thoughts. So you look at your thoughts and you challenge them, and you try and prove them wrong or right, depending on if they're positive or negative. And this is just roughly paraphrasing, roughly summarizing what I've learned about these methods, by the way. Don't quote me directly, but then ACT is all about accepting those thoughts. We're all normal. We're all human. We're gonna have negative thoughts come into our lives thousands a day. It happens. But the trick is accepting them and realizing that they're just thoughts. So the happiness trap is great. It really changed the way I view my thoughts and how I combat them. And now I don't have that negative spiral anymore. Now I don't let my thoughts control me. But then Tim Ferriss, The 4-Hour Workweek, is such a brilliantly written book. It's got a brilliant concept. And that concept is that you can earn money and create an automated business to generate income for you while you're not technically working on it. So then you can have that freedom to do anything you want, explore anything you want. You know, whether that might be sitting on a beach with a cocktail in a hand for some people, or that might be, you know, harnessing the world that they've been trying to harness for so long. Like they have this automated business running with the income getting generated, and then they can go learn jujitsu, or they could go travel or backpack. They can go learn a language in another country, whatever you want to do, study a new course. But the point is that you're not bogged down anymore 9 to 5. You have that income, passive income generating for you. So Tim Ferriss is extremely successful with this. He's extremely successful in doing things in a small amount of time with a limited amount of time and learning things as fast as possible, building businesses as fast as possible. So like he's perfect for that. And I mean, any entrepreneur that you can talk to, most of them have read this book. Like it's one of the fundamental books you need to read if you're looking to discover your dreams, work on your dreams, build a business maybe, just do something a little bit different than the 9 to 5.
Right. And when you talk about an automated business, what he means, listeners, is if you see something online, you want to purchase it, it's all systems that take your order, ship things out. So the business owner does not have to physically do anything at that time. And that's the true definition of an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur is somebody who's making money when they're sleeping.
Yep. I mean, and another way, Jack DeLosa, absolutely inspirational man. He's the founder of Entourage, which is one of the fastest growing entrepreneur communities in Australia and even in the world right now. He says, entrepreneurs don't work in their business. They work on their business. Roughly paraphrased, entrepreneurs are not just doing the same daily grind to get income in and all of that. They're dreaming. That they're putting people into their team to work on their business. They're automating their business and leaving the rest of their time to dream and dream bigger and build new ideas and create new things. Because an entrepreneur is someone who tinkers with the future before it even happens. An entrepreneur is someone who creates things when other people don't think they're possible to create. That's what an entrepreneur is. And I mean, it would be pretty sad if every entrepreneur was stuck 40 hours a week with their original idea, trying to keep it going and maintaining it. Like that would be a little bit sad. So that's what an automated business is. It allows you that time freedom to build bigger things.
So let's move my listeners now through the 3 steps of motivation. And this is what I believe they need, Justin, in order to actually start to act. So first, they envision it for themselves, then they have to explore, and then they need to execute a plan. So let's talk about the first one first. What do they need to see in order to envision this alternative work style?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm actually in an entrepreneur school, which I mentioned before, from Jack DeLosa, the Entourage, and they said one thing really powerful. They said, you need to have a vision for your life. No one will go anywhere if they don't have a vision. It doesn't have to be, I want to be here in 2 years' time, or I want to, no. Like it can be as vague as anything. For me, my vision for Inky in the Brain and my vision for the Change, Shape, and Power projects is I want to inspire people to build a dream-centered humanity. Huge vision, which is why I'm so fired up. I have this vision above me right now. That vision is so centered within myself. It is so related to my own core values and so on. I have to keep working towards that every day. So the way you can start to research this right now and get a better picture of it is just start Googling. Like, Google's your friend. If you've picked something that you want to do, whether it is doing something, what I'm doing, you want to envision yourself traveling in a couple of years from now and just being free. If you want to do that, type in how to earn money while traveling, or how to earn money to do what you want, or something like that. Or maybe if it's something different to that, maybe it's I want to build a business in Australia that touches the lives of people. You know, maybe look at tips for starting up a business or something like that. Just Google things, really. And then the other thing would be to start listening to podcasts, start listening to other vloggers. Just start surrounding yourself with people who are there right now. And then all that's going to do is motivate you further and teach you without you even knowing it sometimes. So the two things, do your research on Google and start surrounding yourself with people that are there right now.
Okay, so that's how you explore. So now the first step to actually putting this into place would be what?
Well, I mean, the first step really, just make a start. Just start somewhere. Beginnings have the most powerful effect on your life. When you just begin something, it has such a monumental effect and change on your motivation for things. It can really pave the way for the future. The first thing you should really do right now before doing any other groundwork is really cementing what you want to be doing in 2 years' time, really cementing that vision for yourself. So ask yourself one question. What do you naturally love doing the most? What your answer to that will probably most likely dictate what you want to be doing with your life as a paid venture or just as a lifestyle that you want to live. So write down the thing that you naturally love doing. To give you a bit more perspective, like, sometimes these things that you naturally love doing are things that you're doing it and you forget. Sometimes you forget to eat. Sometimes you forget where the time goes. Sometimes you forget that, oh, you're meant to be at this appointment right now because you've been so engrossed in that thing that you're doing. Stuff like that, they're great signs to tell you that, you know, you love doing that certain activity. It might even be something that you do that you're a little embarrassed about, that you don't tell any other people about. You do it in the quiet confines of your room. That's great. That's probably the thing you want to do. You just don't want to show people yet because you're afraid of what they might think. It's those things. Just ask yourself, what do you naturally love doing? And then start, you know, and then start researching that.
Excellent. So what kind of closing advice would you give?
Just start. Just start something, because you can develop the perfect plan till kingdom come, but in 20 years' time, if you're still developing the perfect plan, waiting for that right time to come, it'll never come. There's never a perfect time. Just start very small, whether it's, okay, today I am going to answer that question, what do you naturally love doing in your life? And that's it. And just start that. Because what will happen is if you start that and then put another small objective in front of you, no pressure, just one small other objective, and then you just do another one after that, it creates momentum. And then soon, in a month's time, you are doing 50 things at once that are all centered on your purpose, and you're working tirelessly towards it. You didn't even know you could achieve this much before. But the point is that you started small and then you built momentum up until that stage. So just start somewhere. Don't make excuses. Don't wait till tomorrow. Just start. Very small. Start right now.
That's extremely motivational. So if they don't start right now, Justin, I don't know what would get them going.
I'm going to come to their house. And
okay, so we're going to make you a part of Motivate Me, the Ultimate Support System, our group on Facebook. But do you have any other contact information you would like to share?
The best place to contact me is my website, because there's a contact page on the site. And that's, if you Google INKY, the letter N, the brain. So it's inkyandthebrain.com. There's a couple of hyphens, so it's easier just to Google it, to be honest. Google INKY, the letter N, the brain.com, and it'll come up. have a look at my website, Inky in the Brain, look at the contact page and send me an email there if you have any questions. I also do coaching as well, one-on-one coaching. So if you want to go down that route, I'm happy to offer those services to you as well.
And I'll make sure to include all of your contact information, including the name of your e-course that's going to be launched in January, as well as the name of your podcast.
Yep. Awesome. Thank you so much for that.
No problem. I want to thank you. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today and sharing your passion with us. And I want to thank you for putting such a sincere effort into something that truly means so much to you out into this crazy world we live in.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, it's a real pleasure to be doing something that I love doing and then changing other people and inspiring other people for it. It's really awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to add a go-do right to the end of the show right now. Something that Justin said that I really liked was when he said, just figure out what it is you love, something that means something to you. Sit down and ask yourself,
what is something that you naturally love doing?
That's it. One question. Answer that today. That's the end of our show. Remember that you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.
Yeah.
We should have pointed out to listeners what a devoted professional you are having this interview at 23 years old at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, that would have been awesome.